Hello everyone! Welcome to the Season 13 premiere of Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to talk about ancient legends and myths. First, Toyotoma Hime, the Pearl Princess. Next, Abumi Kuchi, the Living Purse. After that, Hyon Zonbu, the Flying Kappa. And finally, Kanchiki, the Other Kappa. So, let's get started. Season 13, Episode 1, Living Creatures and Living Objects. Toyotama Hime, the Pearl Princess. She is the sister of Tamayori Hime, and just like her father, she is also a Wani, a giant sea dragon. She fell in love with a hunter named Huri, and they were both married. Huri lived with Toyotama Hime for only 3 years before continuing on his quest to find his missing fish hook. The sea god summoned all the fish in the ocean to find the hook, and fortunately, one of them found the hook lodged in its throat. The god returned the hook to Huri and also promised to make him rich, and soon enough, Toyotama Hime gave birth to Huri's child. Abumi Kuchi, the Living Purse. Originally, the Abumi Kuchi was a utensil for horses as a step to get on the saddle. It's a sukumogami of a step stool for horse saddles. As you all know, a sukumogami is an ancient object that has been turned into a yokai after many years of being unused or mistreated. Hyon Zonbu, the Flying Kappa. The Hyon Zonbu are a large group of kappas that literally fly from rivers to mountains. As you all know, when kappa migrate, they begin a metamorphosis from turtle spirits to monkey spirits. And when they go back to the waters, the metamorphosis begins to reverse itself. For example, a Yamabiko migrates to the river, it begins to transform into a kappa. And if the kappa migrates back to the mountain, it transforms back into a Yamabiko. Kanchiki, the Other Kappa. The Kanchiki is a kappa that lives in the waters of the Yamanashi Prefecture. The Kanchiki might have the characteristics of a kappa, but its dark blue face has a resemblance to a Karasu Tengu. Centuries ago, an old woman named Okami went out with her 10-year-old granddaughter to pick out some plants when the child saw a figure on the other side of the river. When she approached it, it turned around and revealed a turtle-like appearance, and the child fell into the river and being carried away by the currents. Her grandmother jumped in attempting to save her, but she failed. They say the Kanchiki shows out its hands out of the water, waits for a human to touch them, and drags them into the river. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!